This is Audible.
Recorded Books presents Onyx Storm by Rebecca Yarros. Narrated by Rebecca Soler. With Justice Boulding, Teddy Hamilton, and Jasmine Walker. To the ones who don't run with the popular crowd, the ones who get caught reading under their desks, the ones who feel like they never get invited, included, or represented. Get your leathers. We have dragons to ride. Onyx Storm is a nonstop, thrilling adventure fantasy set in the brutal and competitive world of a military college for dragon riders, which includes elements regarding war, hand-to-hand combat, blood, intense violence, brutal injuries, gore, murder, death, animal death, injury rehabilitation, grief, poisoning, burning, perilous situations, graphic language, and sexual activities that are shown on the page. Readers who may be sensitive to these elements, please take note and prepare to face the storm. The following text has been faithfully transcribed from Navarian into the modern language by Jacinia Neilwart, curator of the Scribe Quadrant at Bezgaith War College. All events are true, and names have been preserved to honor the courage of those fallen. May their souls be commended to Malak. An excerpt from Recovered Correspondence of General Augustine Melgrin to His Majesty King Tari. Securing Bezgaith and the wards has come at great cost, including General Sorengale's life. Strategy must adjust. It is in the realm's best interest to ally with Poromiel, even temporarily. Prologue. Where in Malak's name is he going? I hurry through the tunnels beneath the quadrant, trying to follow, but night is the ultimate shadow, and Zayden blends seamlessly into the darkness. If it wasn't for our dragon's bond leading me in his general direction and the sporadic disappearance of mage lights, I'd never think that he's masked somewhere ahead of me. Fear holds me with an icy fist, and my footing grows unsteady. He kept his head down this evening, guarded by Bodhi and Garrick, while we waited for news about Sawyer's injury after the battle that nearly cost us Bezgaith. But there's no telling what he's doing now. If anyone spots the faint, strawberry-red circles around his irises, he'll be arrested and likely executed. According to the texts I've read, they'll fade at this phase. But until they do, what could possibly be important enough for him to risk being seen? The only logical answer sends a chill up my spine that has nothing to do with the cold stone of the corridor seeping in through my socks. There hadn't been time for boots or even my armor after the click of the closing door woke me from a restless sleep. Neither of them will answer, Andarna says, and I yank open the door to the enclosed bridge as its counterpart on the far end snicks shut. Was that him? Sigale is still incensed, and Tarn smells of both rage and sorrow. Understandable, for all the reasons I can't allow myself to dwell on yet, but inconvenient. Do you want me to ask Cure or Crod? She starts. No, the four of them need their sleep. No doubt we'll find ourselves on patrols for any remaining Venon come morning. I cross the freezing expanse of the bridge with increasingly uncertain steps and jolt at the view outside the windows. It had been warm enough for thunderstorms earlier, but now snow falls in a thick curtain, concealing the ravine that separates the quadrant from Bezgaith's main campus. My chest clenches, and a fresh wave of seemingly endless tears threatens to prickle my painfully swollen eyes. It began about an hour ago, Andarna says gently. The temperature has fallen steadily in the hours since. Don't go there. My next breath shakes, and I force everything I can't handle into a neat, mentally fireproof box and stash it somewhere deep inside me.